Hi, this is Dr. Said. You're getting a medical report. Patient first name is Riaz, R-I-A-Z, last name Munir, M-U-N-E-E-R. Date of birth is 04-15-1934. Period examination date is 01-02-2024. Period. This is a telehealth visit and audio only. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Family stated that patient was more short of breath than usual, and she just finished the antibiotic. And home visiting nurse stated that patient vital signs were mostly stable, and her O2 saturation was 96% at the home air. She had a chest X-ray which showed left lower lobe is specificity. For that, she was given antibiotic, and she does not have any sputum production or fever or chills. Period. Next line, review of system, colon. Patient denied dizziness, comma, delusion, comma, chest pain, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling. Period. Next line. Objectives deferred since this is telehealth audio visit. Period. Next line. Assessment was recent pneumonia. Period. Next line. Plan is a follow-up chest X-ray, 2 views at the hospital or home. Period. Next line. O2 saturation to be checked every day and as needed, and keep a logbook. Period. Next line. Check the vital signs daily and as needed, and keep a logbook. Period. Next line. Return to clinic in 5 to 10 days or earlier if it is needed. Patient is also advised to, nurse is also advised that patient should go to emergency room if the condition worsens. Here, next line. Next patient is Harendra, H-A-R-E-N-D-R-A, last name Singh, S-I-N-G-H. Date of birth is 06-16-1952. Period examination date is 07-28-2023. Your next line. Objective, colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Your next line. Heart examination has normal first and second sound without any murmur. Your next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next line. Abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness. Period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or pleural edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals significant tenderness of the cervical soft tissues, and it is tender in all directions. And patient has been seen by pain specialist and received epidural injections. Period. Next line. Examination of the lumbar spine reveals the tenderness of the lower lumbar spine in the midline, and lumbar forward flexion is painful at 45 degrees. Period. Lateral flexions are also painful, and most pain is upon weight bearing. Period. Next line. Had a long discussion with this patient regarding treatment plan, and all his questions are answered to his satisfaction. He verbalized full understanding. The patient is going to be seen by pain specialist. He is scheduled for epidural injections. Period. Meantime, patient is advised to do stretching exercises. Period. Next patient. Mudassir, M-U-D-D-A-S-I-R. Last name is Saeed, S-A-E-E-D. Date of birth is 03-01-1972. Period examination date is 01-02-2024. Period. This is a telehealth visit. Period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient says that he was having cough for past 2 days. And then he started more coughing and situation got worse. patient then had a COVID test done at the hospital. It was PCR and was positive. Patient had started the symptoms 2 days ago. At this time, patient fever is less than 100. And he is quarantined at home. And he stated that his daughter was also COVID positive last week here. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, sputum production, comma, nausea, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling. Next line. Objective is deferred since this is a tele-visit. Next line. Assessment is COVID infection. Next line plan is quarantine for 5 days. Next line. Paxlovid. 3 tablets twice a day, number 30 for 5 days. Next line. Complete rest at home. Next line. Continue all the medications. Period. Next line. Listen to clinic after 7 to 10 days. Period. Next line. Patient is advised to follow CDC protocol for COVID-19 infection. Period. Next patient. John, J-O-H-N, last name Torres, T-Z-O-R-A-S. Date of birth is 01-13-1943. Period examination date is 01-02-2024. Period next line. Chief complaint, colon patient came today with a chief complaint of nasal congestion. Period next line. Subject to colon patient stated that nasal congestion started a week ago and he took over-the-counter medication without much relief. The patient has low-grade fever without any chills. He was not exposed to any serious infections or allergies. Period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied. Severe headache, comma, delusion, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, sputum production, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling. Period. Next line, objective colon. Heart examination has normal first and second response without any murmur. Period. Next line. HEENT examination reveals bilateral nasal congestion without any bleeding. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Period. Next line, extremities are unremarkable. Period. Next patient, Ahsan, A-H-S-A-N, last name Abasi, A-B-B-A-S-I. Date of birth is 11-25-1955. Period examination date is 01-02-2024. Period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient came today as a follow for hypertension. Period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that he's running out of the medications and want to refill, and also wants to have a blood pressure check, and he has an appointment with cardiologist in the next 5 to 6 weeks. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling. Period. Next line, objective colon. Heart examination has normal first and second ultrasound without any murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Period. Next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next patient is Jahan, J-A-H-A-N, last name Khan, K-H-A-N. Date of birth is 11-20-1938. Period examination date is 01-02-2024. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient came today as a follow-up after emergency room visit, and she has significant cough without any sputum production and was wheezing. Also, patient was recently diagnosed with RSV infection, and her blood pressure has been elevated for past few days. Here's next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that she had severe congestion and cough associated with fever, and she was then seen in emergency room. In ER patients, the vital signs were stable. Her O2 saturation was 94%. And then she had extensive work done, including chest X-ray. She did not show any pneumonia. And then patient had respiratory viral panel, and it was positive for RSV. Patient was given patient was given methylprednisolone 4 milligram package, and she stated that she was feeling better for 2 days, but therefore yesterday patient started having wheezing, and today the wheezing was more, there was no shortness of breath or chest pain period. Next line. Review on system, colon, patient denied. Double vision, comma, ear discharge or ear pain, comma, swallowing difficulty, comma, chest pain, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, the stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, skin rashes. Here, next line. Past medical history is significant for chronic bronchitis, and she is on albuterol inhaler, 108 microgram per ACT, 2 puffs, 3 times a day as needed. Patient is currently on methylprednisolone dose pack. Here, next line. Patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D3 supplement 3,000 units once a week period. Next time, patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on amantadine 20 milligram once a day, along with bland diet. The next time, patient has a history of hypertension, and she is on lisinopril 5 milligram, one tablet twice a day, along with low salt diet. The patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on simvastatin 5 milligram once a day, along with low fat diet. Here, next line. Social history patient lives with her sister, and she never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Patient is fairly active. Here, next line. Objective goal. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Here, next line. Like it's supple without any thyroid enlargement. Here, next line. Heart examination has normal first and second ultrasound without any murmur. Here, next line. Lung examination reveals expiratory profound wheezing. Here, next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels underactive. Here, next line. Extremities are unremarkable. Here, next line. Patient received nebulizer treatment. After the treatment, her wheezing has reduced by 80%, and patient was able to ambulate without any difficulty period. Next patient, Ade, A-D-E-Y, last name Ali, A-L-I. Date of birth is 1-0-0-1-1996. Period examination date is 0-1-0-2-2024. Period. Next line, subject colon, patient say that she has burning of the face and itching after eating most of the foods. Okay, next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that for past several months she had foods causing her itching of the face and nauseated feeling. She was seen by a specialist a few years ago, and she also stopped lactose in the food, and lately she is consuming gluten free, but still she has problem and also nauseated feeling. Patient stated that she has not gained weight because of decreased amount of calorie intake period. Krishna also has that next, cancel that next line. Review on system code and patient denied. Dizziness, comma, headache, comma, delusion, comma, swallowing difficulty, comma, nasal congestion, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities, comma, skin rashes. Or oh, snoring period. Next line. Past medical history. Of constipation, she was on Miralax 17 grams. Water mixed in water every day. The next time patient has allergy to beef and seasonal allergies. Here, next line. Social history patient lives with her parents. And she finished her college. And she's single. Here, patient never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Here, next line. Objective colon. HEET examination. Reveals minimal nasal congestion. And oropharyngeal examination is unremarkable. Here, next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Here, next line. Heart examination has normal first and second sound without any murmur. Here, next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness. And patient is a slender built female. Here, next line. Extremities has correction. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Here, next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Here. Next line, skin examination is unremarkable without any rashes or other conditions. Here, next line, had a long discussion with the patient regarding treatment plan, and she's going to be seen by allergist for comprehensive allergy testing. Period. Next patient. Asmatullah A B M U T U L L A H, last name Syed, S Y E D. Date of birth is 06-26-1969. Examination date is 01-02-2024. The next line, chief complaint, colon patient here today for annual physical exam. Here, next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that he has diabetes and the blood sugars has been ranging from 140 to 160 milligram per day. Next time, patient also sometimes has swelling of both feet, and he had an extensive workup done in the past. Here, next time, patient stated that sometimes he has blood per rectum upon wiping. There was no clot. Patient has no significant history of constipation period. Next time, patient also has a cystic lesion on the forehead. Here, next time, subject to colon. The patient stated that his diabetes is getting better, but he wants to have a refill on the medication and do a comprehensive blood test, including hemoglobin A1C. Period. Next line. Review of system code and patient denied. Excessive weight loss or weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling. Correction. Cancel that. Patient also denied. Focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities, skin rashes. Here, next line. That's the history. is significant for hypertension and he's on amlodipine, 5 milligram, 1 tablet a day. And losartan, 50 milligram once a day. Patients taking hydrochloride has that 25 milligram once a day as needed, along with low salt diet. The next time patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, he was on glucoside, 5 milligram, twice a day. And metformin, 500 milligram twice a day. Here, next line. Recent surgical history, none, period. Next line, family history. Mother and father both had diabetes mellitus. Next line. Preventive care is reviewed and discussed, period. Next line. Social history, patient married, lives with his wife and four children, period. Patient works as a limo driver, period. Patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Okay, next line, objective colon. HEENT examination has a 3 to 4 millimeters as polyp on the forehead without any tenderness or bleeding. Period. Next line. Take a supplement without any lymphoid enlargement, a thyroid enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal first and second heart without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period. Next line. Rectal examination is deferred since patient is going to have a screening colonoscopy. Period. Next line. Genital examination is unremarkable without any hernia. Period. Next line. Extremities has no cap tenderness. A patient has a case of pleuritis bilaterally without any tenderness and there are no calf swelling or calf tenderness. The next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. The next line, skin is healthy without any rashes. And that's the patient.